Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Wonderland Ballroom. Tonight's guests include Kate Jenkins, Haywood Turnipseed Jr., Dana Bell, and Andrew Bucket. Our house band is Ian Graham from Lenorable. I'm your announcer, Jamel Johnson. And please think nice things about your host, Brandon Weatherby, everybody. Give it up.
Yay, we did it.
Uh-huh.
We did it. Happy July 4th to you, Mr. Jamel.
Happy America.
Happy America. It's July 4th, everybody. I'm wearing my America tie. We're living in America's future. The future of America is July 4th, 2013. Living in the future, never looking back. July 4th forever. It's been an important day in my life. I woke up today, felt patriotic, and decided to not do something that I've done for the last 29 years, which was say something horrible about Native Americans being raped and pillaged and all that shit. Who gives a shit? I'm an immigrant from the early 20th century. I have no relation to this country. Whatever. It's just a place. This is a meme to me. This means nothing to me. This is a fun place to hang out. We live on the clouds, guys. We're on the nets. Who gives a shit? All one love and all that shit. But not one love because Bob Marley slept with a lot of people and I'm married now and I can't do that. So not one love. Fuck you, Bob Marley. Moving on. July 4th. It's an important day in our nation's history. Here's what's important about July 4th. When I was a boy, I was a very good baseball player. I was an all-star baseball player. And from the first grade until the eighth grade, I was picked every single year for the all-star team for the whatever league of Westchester I was in, because you know they have minors, majors, it's depending, whatever. I was very good, and I didn't have a dad, so I like to remind all the kids that had a dad whose dads were coaches that their sons did not make the all-star team. So that was a fun tradition that I did. But here's the thing. You know what's cool about being a 14-year-old on the all-star game? Nothing, because the cool burnout kids that are 15 who wanted to fuck the 13-year-olds are doing it with cool Beavis and Butthead shirts on. That being said, I'm glad I'm not any of them. They all have children right now, and they didn't want to have children, so it's very sad. Once I graduated junior high and I was in high school, I no longer played baseball because rock and roll existed. But a rock and or roll song came out that changed Little League games forever, and that song is called All-Star by Smash Mouth. I know this is an important song to Little League All-Star games because in my freshman year of high school, I went to my friend's brother's All-Star game, and between every single inning, dads blasted on a sound system All-Star by the band Smash Mouth. And then I am assuming that's just going on today. And I YouTubed it. Yeah, just All-Stars and Little League kids, and it's great. And there's always one parent at the All-Star game that's who's this band? This is good. And somebody goes, it's the Doors. And they go, yep, it's the Doors. So that's a good thing. So yesterday, I woke up bright and early. No, today, because today's the 4th of July. Okay, today, I woke up bright and early at the rise and shine of fireworks, and I tweeted out from my phone, because this is the future, happy day where every Little League baseball game played in suburban America. Here's All-Star by Smash Mouth, and a suburban mom thinks it's the Doors. I get home today, tonight, 4 hours from now, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to check my Twitter feed, and I'm going to see that only one person retweeted it, favorited it, and followed me. And I'll be confused until tomorrow morning when I say, who is this person? Why would they? That's not even a funny tweet. Who is that? It's the guitarist from Smash Mouth. The guitarist from Smash Mouth is now following me on Twitter. Favorited that tweet, responded with, haha, funny dude. Here's the thing about this. Smash Mouth has an official Twitter account. I didn't at Smash Mouth, which means that this guy has up in maybe TweetDeck or something an alert that whenever somebody tweets about Smash Mouth, something shows up. So tonight, today, 4th of July, how long should I keep that going?
I can't do it much longer, dude.
All right, cool. So tonight, during the show, please tweet that you're at the show. My name is on Facebook, or not Facebook, I'm sorry. That Facebook is so 2008, I'm not 2000 late. Get it? You know what sucks about music is whenever a band like dates a song, you're like, God, I am not. It's not that year. And fucking Bombs Over Baghdad got big in 2000. And then here, 1999. That's an amazing lyric. But now it just sounds incredibly dated since the day it came out. I still run to that track. It's fun. And when I run to that track, I run like Andre 3000 in the video. Do you know the video?
Yeah.
It's in the first like 30 seconds of the song. But he runs like he's in like a slalom or like a luge. Like you don't run like it's a horrible. I'm hurting my hips on a daily basis. It's a fantastic song. While you're at this show, tweet, period, at YMTE, something, something, I don't give a shit, Smash Mouth. I can almost guarantee you that the guy from Smash Mouth will follow you. I think his name is Steve. He seems like a nice man. He has the same amount of followers as me. So this is not like a big coup or get. It's going to be fun. That's what this show is about, trying to just troll 1996 alternate rock superstars that were also on the Shrek soundtrack. Yes, we can. Speaking of Yes, We Can, final, not monologue, part of the monologue. There's a restaurant called Cuba Libre, or I don't fucking know. It's something. It's on like 9th and H, right? And I went there for work, and they were like, oh, you can drink and eat. I'm like, ah, fucking, who cares? And they have a drink menu, and all the drinks are themed. And they have a drink called Guantanamo Bay. And like, so they're like, could I get you anything? And I kept asking, can you bring me a Guantanamo Bay? And no one would say, yes, we can. So I asked about 10 people in the restaurant if they would bring me a Guantanamo Bay. I drank a bunch. It tastes like if you were on a cruise ship in 1983. You should totally check out Guantanamo Bay, the drink, available in Washington, D.C., without irony. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show tonight. I'm done with this shit. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Ian Graham from Lenora. We'll play some songs, Ian. That song you just played, it's a beautiful song, and it's called Shine. Is that right?
No.
No. December. That's called December?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I always mix it up. Is it Candlebox or Collective Soul?
Collective Soul.
That's. Are you sure that's Collective Soul?
Positive.
Okay, that man's not on mic. He said yes and positive. So, here's a potential tweet for you. .. period, at YMTE. Smash Mouth is great, but I think Collective Soul is better. That's a potential. At Collective Soul. Is it all one word? Have we already trolled them?
They'll follow you back.
They will follow you back. You guys want to increase your clout score. Collective Soul will do it. It is July 5th in the year of 2013. It is 8:37 in the p.m. Jamel Johnson, are you still hungover?
Man, yeah.
Cool. Jamel is our announcer this evening. Jamel has announced to the show before, and Jamel usually brings a lot of energy to the table. I saw him yesterday for many hours.
I kept doing the Tootsie Roll in front of you. So
it was really cool. Jamel had a very important role at the Brightish Young Things pool party. What was your role, Jamel?
I was DJing the pool party with Andrew Bucket.
You did a fantastic job.
With two iPhones. And my job was to play 90s jams and call people freaky freaks.
Did it work?
It worked out. It went swimmingly.
Now, when I saw you, you were dressed in. You had that hat on.
Yeah, the bucket remains.
What's the hat you're
wearing? It's a bucket hat.
It's a bucket hat. It's a denim. Shirt. Is it a denim bucket hat?
Yeah, it's like a green. I don't know if it's denim, but it feels like it's a real sturdy material.
And what's the logo on the hat?
It's a red pepper with a sombrero, playing maracas.
And you wore that because it was 4th of July.
I wore this because I'm an American immigrant.
Perfect. And I saw you dancing a lot.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of that.
And the entire time you were holding a half pitcher of margarita.
I kept it right at that half level because the glass is always halfway.
That's true. There's a lot of lessons to be learned from those, and I feel like the best way to learn those lessons is on Twitter. Here's an example tweet. Period, at YMTE. Jamel is great. But is he as great at Collective Soul and or at Smash Mouth? That's a potential tweet for you guys to figure out.
Ian, do you know any Luscious Jackson? I'm big into chick rock. Never mind.
Wait, is that your only female band reference that you have in your entire
rep?
Luscious Jackson?
That's the only one.
Yeah. All right, that's cool.
I watch a lot of Pete.
Naked Eye, thanks for the shout out. Name another Luscious Jackson song, person that just yelled that. They don't exist. They just play that in a row.
Just play Naked Eye.
It's a loop. It's Naked Eye remixes. All right. Coming to the stage is a woman that I've wanted to have on the show for a few months, and I'm very glad she can do it, and hopefully she doesn't hate us by the end of the night. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very talented Miss Kate Jenkins, everybody. Kate, the stage is yours. Play her on, Ian. You're fantastic. Thanks. Kate, how are you? You said just now that you felt like Jamel feels. Why do you feel not 100%?
It was a rough night.
What happened last night? Was it an important night in your life?
Not particularly. There were a couple of rooftops involved, and
What did you do? Why were you on a rooftop last night?
Because the air was great and the fireworks were better.
Why were there fireworks?
I'm sorry. It was July 3rd.
No, we stopped that bit.
We
stopped that bit. Why were you on a rooftop?
Hanging out with friends, watching the fireworks, July 4th.
July 4th. So you're a big fan of holidays. You're a big fan of July 4th. On a scale of 1 to 10, how patriotic are you?
Ooh, that's tough. Maybe a 4.
Maybe a 4. Oh, no. Yeah. Maybe you should be an expat. Maybe that'll renew your love for
this
great land.
I've done that.
I know. That's why I brought it up. See... You are a fancy lady that does fancy things. You are the editor-in-chief, co-creator, however you want to say it, of The Intentional.
Hmm?
What is The Intentional?
The Intentional is a quarterly print magazine, and we basically just seek to capture the 20-something experience.
Mm-hmm.
And
part of the 20-something experience, appearing on a podcast on a Friday night when it's still light out and you can see the sun?
I guess so. For me, it is.
Maybe this deserves... a piece in the next issue of The Intentional. I can't write it. I'm not 20. I'm so old, Kate.
I can write a tweet for you.
Could you do that now while you're on the stage? It's very important to me that you ruin your clout score.
Nope, I left my phone.
Do you know what clout is?
Clout or
clout? Clout.
Oh no.
Oh, you should know that. Okay. Your background isn't in journalism. Or magazine writing.
You've done your research.
Your background is in something that says, hey, don't release a quarterly publication.
Right.
Your background, you have a master's degree in microfinance.
I do.
A, what is that? And B, why does that exist?
It is a development tool. Development finance is... kind of the word that they're throwing around now.
Okay.
But basically, the idea is to adapt the financial system so that it accommodates very, very poor people.
That's nice. Jamel has a question.
Can you help me find out what my credit score is?
No.
Is that macro or micro?
Yeah.
I think that's the question.
You need to... Isn't this what you have a master's degree in? Okay, so what you just said to me was like, we'll do some stuff to make the world better. How does that happen?
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, which is why it's a very interesting thing to study.
But not do.
Well, I tried to do it.
What does one do with a master's degree in microfinance?
It probably involves living in the middle of Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you do that? I'm
I
not saying you're not a
that.
Nice... You should go do that. Like, I mean, why? That sounds like you could help the world. Why not do that?
I tried for a long time. Jobs are really hard to come by right now.
Really?
In that particular field.
Jobs in microfinance in the middle of Africa are hard to come by?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much is this Obamacare's fault?
I mean...
Like a 10.
Like a 10,
stern
yeah.
Seven.
A stern 7 and a 10? All right, so we're at an 8.5 for Obamacare is the reason you can't find a job in the middle of Africa.
Right.
Do you think it's ironic that an African guy came here to take a job and you can't go over there to get a job? Is that the definition of irony? That's a good tweet, everybody. @YMTE. Is this the definition of irony? @CollectiveSoul.
I just want to say that I'm not involved in that comment.
Yeah, you're not on Twitter, are you?
I am.
You are? I couldn't find you. Are you private?
No, I'm the intentional. I'm
oh,
not actually
okay.
a
I didn't
person.
I didn't want to do the magazine thing because I didn't know if like how many people were behind. How many people are behind the intentional?
Mostly it's just me. I throw the word we around a lot, but...
Just to be nice?
It's just like, yeah.
Okay. Now, I read two pieces about you over the past few months, and both of them mentioned Lena Dunham, and you can't be mad because you brought up her name in one of those pieces.
I did. You're right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, why aren't you more like Lena Dunham?
What? That's not a scale question.
I see. Is that because you have a master's degree in microfinance that you know what scale questions are? Why do you keep bringing up Lena Dunham?
Well, I didn't bring it up the first time.
You brought up the second time.
I did bring it up the second time because I was totally stumped. But the first time, the
City Paper wrote a very nice complimentary piece about her, but opened up with kind of a backhanded compliment. Be like, hey, it's Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was really taken by surprise as well, because when the reporter called me and we started this interview, the very first question she had for me was, well, do you look up to Lena Dunham and what do you think of her? And I said, I think she's cool.
Honest question. It's not a question. Next time that anybody asks you that, I'm obviously the exception because it's a joke. Would you ask a dude that? Like, that's a pretty fucking sexist question.
Absolutely.
Who wrote that article?
Caroline Jones.
Caroline Jones is obviously on Twitter. Ask her why she's a sexist, everybody.
No.
Caroline Jones. Find out. Just ask. There's no harm in asking. Isn't that right, Jamel?
Hey, man.
But you know what's really funny, though, is that the second question she asked was, do you consider yourself a feminist?
What the fuck?
Isn't that funny?
Well, the answer is obviously no, because you know that men are the best. I was a women's studies major, by the way.
Nice.
No one's ever asked me if I was a feminist as the second question ever. Yeah. Carolyn, what the fuck, man? That's not cool. Maybe she's really cool. Maybe we should hang out.
No, I think she is really cool because she wrote a really nice piece about
me. That's true. Okay, so you have this quarterly publication. What's the goal for it? Because it's not something that most people could make a living doing. That's not saying it doesn't deserve to exist, but right. It means you're hustling on a lot of different forums. So what do you hope to accomplish with specifically The Intentional?
On a personal level, I started the magazine because I thought that it would be a really good way for me to just go out and start my career, mm-hmm. despite the fact that I didn't feel like I had a lot of opportunities open to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured no one will believe that I can do these things, and no one will, you know, like, bet on me, so I'm just going to do it myself.
That's good. That's inspiring. And didn't you just kind of prove that you can do it because you had, like, a whole Kickstarter thing, too?
Yeah.
And you made the money?
Yeah.
So now you got to make the product?
Well, I did make the product.
Exactly.
Well, I made the first one, anyway.
Well, yeah. So how close are you to Eminem and 8 Mile? 1 to 10.
Oh, man. That's a terrible comparison.
Why?
He's gone now. I want to last longer than him, ideally.
You wouldn't last as long as
I
him?
I would like to last longer than him.
In terms of what? Well,
know,
he's not gone anywhere.
Do you think 16-year-olds know who Eminem is?
Yes, he had a number one hit 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Do you not like Rihanna?
No.
Are you a feminist? Yeah, boo! Fuck this lady. Rihanna's the best. I'm sorry I said fuck this lady and pointed at you. That's mean to do. In any forum, especially when I have a microphone and lights and I'm holding a pen and it's being recorded
yeah,
for posterity.
You guys said you were going to be nice.
I never said that. Now, even if you do love Rihanna because you know what true art is, I definitely recommend that you check out Kate and the Intentional's event on July 11th at the Dunes.
Right.
The Dunes is not too far from here. Sometimes they have amazing events. Sometimes they suck shit and you come here and it's a lot more fun, but I get it.
Yep.
I get it. What is your event at the Dunes on July 11th?
We are doing a speaker series.
Wait, stop.
I'm sorry. And actually, that's legitimate.
Perfect. Okay. Who is the other person in this wee scenario?
So there is another sort of journalism project, I guess you could call it, called BUB Sure, that is also focused on millennials. And we came together for this event, and it is just kind of a speaker series of lightning talks from, you know, 30 and under people who are doing really cool stuff.
Now, what are lightning talks?
They are 6 minutes or less, And some people have slides, some people don't, but mm-hmm. no more than 15. And it's sort of like a competition.
And what does the winner get from the competition?
$100.
That's good. That's not that's not a thing. Not but it's not an open mic. People can't just go and say, I have an idea.
No, we're snobs. We selected them specifically.
Why are you snobs? Would you let Jamel participate in the next one? He's 20-something.
Yes. Yeah. Well, sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah, Jamel's
20. Can I wear my hat?
Yes, absolutely.
What if she said you couldn't wear your hat?
I got a different hat.
Oh, okay. Is it important to have hat options as a feminist Lena Dunham woman?
Absolutely.
Good. Do you want to go get tattoos of matching Lena Dunham tattoos with me after this?
I'd consider it.
Do you want to bring Carolyn with us and teach her about feminism? That's a horrible thing to ask somebody. I'm so sorry. Not what I just asked. What I just asked is perfect and appropriate. But what she asked you, like, seriously, that's fucked up.
I didn't think it was.
You should have asked her if she liked Luscious Jackson.
Well,
and the answer would be what? Do you like Luscious Jackson?
I feel pretty neutral about
natural
Luscious Jackson.
Natural ingredients. It's a great CD.
Well, hopefully this accomplished something. I don't know what that is, but thank you for doing it. Did you have an okay time?
I had a good time.
Oh, that's so. And you're not even drinking, and you're kind of
still recovering.
Still recovering. You know, you're 26, right?
Yes, I'm
cool.
Aware.
Stay young forever, friend. That's
best.
From like a movie or something, right?
Sure.
Like Jack Nicholson said that, like when he was no longer being a dick in the movie. Like, it's fun, Greg Kinnear, stay young forever. And then he died of AIDS. It was real sad. As Good As It Gets is the name of the film I'm referencing. Did you know that film?
Yes.
Did you rent it as like a prepubescent teen with your parents at Blockbuster?
Yes.
That's right. We all did. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. That is the best way to end an interview. I'm so sorry. Can we just admit how great that was? You were on the same page as me. You did a Herald with me. Do you know what a Herald is?
No.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Kate Jenkins, everybody. Kate, play her off, Ian.
Thank you.
Oh, well, here, you can have that back, too.
Stop. That's not the music for the next guest. I played that song at Fenwick High School in the talent show my sophomore year on bass. I did not know how to play bass at the time. Somebody showed me about 5 minutes before. I fucking nailed it, and it was great. It's whole. And that's. And if you hear, it's honest theory, if you hate whole, are you a feminist? Just ask yourself that. Are you a feminist? Jamel, do you hate whole?
Nah, actually, hey, whole's decent.
That's right. Are you a feminist?
I am not still.
We'll figure that out real soon in a future episode of You Mean Them Already. Coming to stage is one of my favorite people in Washington, D.C. He is the man behind Highway Robbery. He is going to do a segment with us called Color Commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the absolutely fabulous Mr. Haywood Turnipseed Jr. Haywood, come to the stage.
I like that.
Wait. Please stop.
Get lucky. That's Daft Punk.
Oh!
That's Daft Punk.
Stop playing for 1 second. He's playing Daft Punk, but I thought it was that song like, all I want is all I need is all you want.
No, that's what I am.
What I am. Fuck! Shit!
Sampled by Brand Nubians. Now that was Get Lucky, Daft Punk.
Now do you see why I was
Pharrell.
Like, do you want to cover your poster first, or do you want to cover...
We can talk about it since you talked about it.
Color comment. Okay, Haywood and a bunch of
disrespecting
other...
Disrespecting my art.
Okay, you didn't make this. You have a guy. That's why I made fun of it.
I came up with the idea.
Okay.
A partner of mine and I, we came up with the idea.
Were you high?
Well, when
okay.
am I not high?
Okay, now...
Highway Robbery is the name of the show.
For the listener at home, you can check this out on Facebook. Just become friends with Haywood. You should definitely follow him. He's a good guy. He doesn't post just
follow
annoying comedy
Twitter.
Shit. The show is called Highway Robbery.
Highway Robbery. Because it should not be that much fun entertaining an audience like this one or like the listening one that's going to podcast this.
Okay, that makes no sense what you just said.
Highway robbery. It shouldn't be this.
You're robbing them by providing fun?
Yes. Because we get paid at some point.
That's what?
That was your show, but.
That was fuck no, I don't get it. That was the okay. thought behind
it. So here's the thought behind it. This is where you have it. What if a bunch of stormtroopers, right, who are actually clones, got fed up with their fucking position and then said, you know what? We decide to rob everybody. Yeah. We taking out the fucking Empire. We taking out the Jedi. We want it all. Fuck the dark side. Fuck the light side. It's about us.
That's the
hardest
shit
I've ever
heard.
So eventually, those four guys would become huge and would get a monument, and these guys are doing the robbery, and the robbery is taken out. The robbery is taking place by the people from Reservoir Dogs because only they could do it.
Is there stuff in the monument like in Richie Rich?
No, if you think about Mount Rushmore now, National Treasure, what is that? City of Gold, baby. So that's and nothing in there but treasure. All the stolen treasure.
This is the most complicated flyer for a monthly comedy show I've ever heard.
It looks good, though, don't it? It's interesting.
It's fucking confusing. It looks like a Star Wars comedy night.
Right, there you go.
But all of a sudden, there's Reservoir Dogs in Mount Rushmore with the Star Wars font.
The Reservoir Dogs.
And then on the bottom, it's a completely different font.
Well, that's because it only has so much money. But that font
Do you know
money.
How font works?
Yeah, that costs money. That costs money.
Why not just use
George
the
Lucas is only going to give me so much.
Oh, so this is a Lucasfilm production.
Well, in one day it will be. Watch.
What?
Disney.
Disney. It's a Disney production. Thank you.
That's my goal to write for Disney.
Okay. I like you.
I thought it was a great idea. A robbery planned by the Sith Lords taken out.
Do you think anyone that saw this knew that's what you were going for?
Everybody said it was cool.
Yeah, I thought the stormtroopers and suits.
Everybody's like, "Oh, that shit is cool."
You just, yeah, but you had no idea
I
there was
high
that, like
too when I looked at it.
Okay, now he has another show that I makes do. A little bit more sense. It's at Sally's, the first and third.
First and third.
First and third Tuesdays of the month. It's an open mic. It's called Attack of the Comics.
Attack of the Comics.
Now this flyer makes a little bit more sense. Could you pull it up on your phone?
I can't pull it up on
this,
my phone.
This flyer is also, for some reason, I think the same Star Wars font.
It is the same Star Wars font.
Because you're a big fan of Star Wars.
George Lucas gave me a little bit of leeway.
Okay, this has nothing to do with Star Wars.
This what doesn't?
The why are you using
Attack
this?
Attack of the Comics. You guys can't see my phone from there.
But you, once
but you
again.
You can see my phone from there.
Once
you
again.
You would see the Star Wars moons in the background, and you would see a bunch of microphones walking across the land. As if they were moving.
Wait,
like
wait. The microphones are walking?
Don't they look like they're marching?
No, they're just in line. It's just lines
right,
of
marching in line.
And you have the moon.
And the moon.
And there are bats there.
Those are not bats. Those are spaceships.
No, could I see that again?
That's the blue moon. That's the blue moon of.
Oh, Endor. Those are spaceships. I'm sorry, they're spaceships.
I think he is disrespecting
the moon.
My
a green sky.
Process.
Yeah.
A green sky. Okay. Now, this poster makes a little more sense because like it's a bunch
Attack
of comics.
Comic.
Every comic gets a microphone.
There you go.
But for some reason, we're in the green
so
sky.
So imagine if you gave all those guys who got a microphone, give them a job to do highway robbery.
Are you building a trilogy that no one else knows about?
One day, my friend, it will all make sense.
All right. So that's not why you're on the show at all.
That's we not. Do
it, it is now. We do a segment called Color Commentary.
Color commentary.
Why is it called color commentary?
Well, we comment on the lack of color on this show, minus the announcer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, actually, we actually started it to help the gentrifier in the gentrifying neighborhoods.
Yes.
But then we decided, since we're in cyberspace and nobody can see that.
Exactly.
It might as well talk about the lack of color on this show.
I agree completely.
Minus your red, white, and blue tie. Heyo.
I'm black as heck.
There's no white. It's actually two shades of blue and red.
Hey, I got a lot of color on this show.
I got rid of the whites.
That shirt is white.
It is. It really is. Anyways,
brilliant.
We talk about the news because that's what people do,
we do, man,
talk shows.
The news is like usually I come on and I comment colorfully on what's going on in the news.
Tell the people what news means.
News means
define the word news. I'm sorry, that's mean. Okay.
Stuff you can use.
Yeah, sure.
This is going south.
It is. What stories do you want to talk about?
Well,
this
today
week?
I figured it's a whole lot going on in the news, right? You got a bunch. You got like the Trayvon thing. You got Paula Deen. You got Eric Snowden, which is weird because that to me is like the movie Terminal with Tom Hanks.
It is.
He's stuck in Russia. So like it would be weird. It's reverse. But I decided let's not talk about anything bad. Let's just talk about the BET Awards.
The BET Awards hosted by Chris Tucker. Why?
It was Chris Tucker's comeback.
Now, was it good?
It was really good. It was so. It was a virtual who's who of who was there, right? Eric Snowden Skyped in.
That's nice. That's nice.
Paula Deen showed up. She's like, I'm starting my comeback tour.
Damn.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. All my sponsors.
Quick question, Heywood. Would you eat anything that Paula Deen made you.
I have eaten still Paula Deen. What are you talking about?
I
can't be mad at Paula Deen using the N-word. Somebody came up to me the other day and said, do you realize that Paula Deen used the N-word? And I was like, shut up, nigga. Give me that $20 you owe me.
Was that Paula Deen?
No, I was just like,
Paula nigga! Hey!
I mean, come on. She looks like Colonel Sanders' wife.
She does. That is good. Hey, guys, that's a fantastic.
She can be the Quinko's
hey,
guy.
Hold on, really quick. Here's a great tweet. Period. At Woody Seed. That's his Twitter handle.
Yes, it is.
At Woody Seed. Maybe Paula Deen does look like Colonel Sanders at YMTE, at Collective Soul, at Smash Mouth. And let's just see what happens, guys. I think we're going to change the internet. Okay.
We're all stars.
See, that's hashtag all stars. Don't put a dash in it. It won't show up. Okay. BET so Awards.
BET was, they were
Chris Tucker.
Really, Chris Tucker, it was his comeback, and that was really, really cool. He's been away from stand-up for a long time, so he was coming
back. Yeah, he really hasn't done any TV. He did a theater tour last year, but that was it. And tickets were incredibly expensive.
$70, yeah. Do you realize Chris Tucker like really got famous off of 5 minutes of Def Jam?
Yeah.
He's probably one of the last series of 5 minute comics.
Honestly, yeah. The that was the start, but Chris Tucker, I think.
He got 25 million
dollars
on Rush Hour.
No, you're completely forgetting about Friday.
Well, he was okay. Wait,
he got Friday off the 5 minutes.
Exactly, agree. But like
minutes.
kids in college getting high and watching Friday all the time.
Yeah.
I've seen Friday about 50 times. If you mean hack pick 50 times,
hey
dirty
man.
Work 50
hey
times.
Man.
These are what you get. Like it's just, anyways.
So he was good.
He was good.
And then they literally had on the BET was like black people, white people, like they had. I mean, like Don Cheadle, fucking Wayne Brady. They had Dwayne Wade, not LeBron James. If you're going to have a Miami Heat fan that white people are going to sponsor, make sure it's Dwayne Wade.
Really? Why?
Because they hate LeBron James.
White people don't like LeBron.
Who doesn't like LeBron? Do you not like LeBron?
I love LeBron James.
Why would you? I don't like Birdman.
I don't know.
I'm a Birdman advocate.
Why not?
I don't trust anybody with that many neck tattoos.
Okay. I can dig it.
That's it.
That's prejudice.
Yeah.
But the BET ones were really, really good. I mean, they had, like, Robin Thicke was performing. Robin Thicke has that new song, Blurred Lines. I know you know it, Ian Graham.
Yo, Frumpy Broads love that song. That's for the Frumpy Jones.
Dude, it is the sample in Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up. And they had I didn't even know.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say Marvin Gaye's father also wrote theme songs and had his own talk show and certain sitcoms?
No, that's Robin
Thicke. Oh, that was Robin Thicke. That's why he's famous? Is it that guy? It's not Marvin Gaye. It's Robin Thicke, whose dad tried to fuck everything that moved that was
Marvin
under 18
Gaye's
from Canada.
Marvin Gaye's dad was on Family Ties, if you recall.
Marvin Gaye's dad was on Family Ties. So it's just it's a family traditional thing.
Yeah.
You have to have a sitcom credit to your name.
Robin Thicke, I like you. I like that song. That's all I'm going to say.
Because Robin Thicke's a big fan. Guys, let Robin Thicke know that Haywood's a fan of him. Tweet at Robin Thicke.
My whole point was the BET Awards or something. There used to be a time where like black entertainment television was geared towards black people, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
That time is no more. I have realized that it is no longer like we're no longer broken down along racial lines. We are broken down along cultural lines.
Okay.
I can fancy myself a hip hopper. You may fancy yourself a punk rocker.
Thank you so much. So,
metal.
Heavy metal blind guy. Dig what I'm saying?
He is, yo.
That is awesome. He's like, yo, I can see the sound waves. I can see Jimmy, nigga. I can see Jimmy. And it is so cool to me that music is opening up doors. And I love BET for doing that now. I'm like, it is a channel I can actually watch with my white friends. And I dug that. I wanted to thank BET. But what I did not like about it was there were a few jokes and a few digs at white people. So where I want to go with this color commentary is black people who happen to listen to this show, let's not do what white people used to do back to us in the 40s and 50s and 60s when they were like, hey, Django, tell a few jokes and get on stage and Paula Deen it up. You know, oh, Lord, don't you want a slave wedding? Come on, really. How do you not know that that's bad?
Yo, slave memes would be dope.
Man, you know what? I had a slave wedding. We jumped the broom. I don't even know. And we got wedding rings. My whole point is this. Black people are taking the reins and going, like, we can talk about white people and diss the fact that, like, white people don't have rhythm. Bullshit. I know plenty of white people with rhythm. I listen to AC/DC. Those white boys have rhythm. Let's not do that.
Wait, that was your one white band with rhythm example? AC?
ZZ Top? ZZ Top has rhythm.
There is ZZ
Top. Eric Clapton has rhythm.
No, Eric Clapton is a dead kid and wrote a song about
they
it.
They had. That was mean.
It was mean to fucking tour on Tears in Heaven. Why don't you just lock the goddamn window?
My whole point was Justin. Where are you going? I'm commenting and you're fucking with my commentary. Justin Bieber.
He stole hundreds of songs from black musicians.
Everybody steals from black musicians. Don't you understand that yet?
Except for Kenny Loggins. Kenny
Loggins Hall of Fame might as well be we stole all this shit from niggas.
Except for Kenny Loggins. Don't disrespect.
Kenny Loggins stole Footloose?
No. No.
That was a Kunta Kinte reference. No.
You win.
Lose defeat, nigga. Lose defeat. There is no music, even classical music, even Yo-Yo Ma and Mozart. All of that shit is stolen from black people. I'm never going to not do it. Always.
Hey. What about Skrillex?
Who?
Skrillex.
Skrillex. The only thing that didn't get stolen from black people was death metal. That's the only thing. That shit is crazy.
Give it 8 months.
Yeah, that industrial shit. That shit. The Coors. I only see that's a beer. All
right, moving on. What the
see,
fuck?
Now y'all going to me to white people land. I don't even know where I'm going.
All right.
I only know people on TV. I know Poison.
So.
ZZ Top. And who else did I say? AC/DC. That's all I know.
So, Heywood, BET, good.
BET did a really, really good show. It was a very well. It was a bad Purdue show, as always. But it was a very, very good show. The entertainment was good. Justin Timberlake and Robin Thicke were in the same place. I did not even know that was possible. I did not know you could have two white people and black people like in the same building. It was just like, oh my gosh. If the Justin Bieber comes on, I will shit my pants. Because I actually like him.
Okay.
I do. I like him.
Okay.
I do. I like him. He's a genius.
Throwing around a lot of big terms tonight, huh, buddy?
Like Rihanna.
Like Rihanna, also genius.
If Rihanna's a genius, Justin Bieber's a fucking genius.
Hey,
dig this. $25 million last year. What about us? I owe $25 to D.C. public schools.
That's it? That's a good year. It's a good year. You only owe $25.
My kid got an overdue library book. You know what it's called? The History of Black Music. Starting with Justin Timberlake. Well, how in the history of rap, how in the world with the Roots on TV do you have the history of rap with Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake? Now you see my problem? You got the Roots. The Roots, a bona fide band on television. Black Thought Tariq can mimic every hip-hop voice around. No, let's get two white boys to do it all.
It's NBC, dog. You got to appease the whites.
Highway robbery.
Ah, first put your hands together for Heywood Turnip C. Jr., everybody. Play him off. I know that song. What's that song? It's Justin Timberlake. What song is that, though? Something horrible. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage is a very talented woman, and she's got something that we all need, which is 4th of July tips and crafts. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very tipful Miss Dana Bell, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Thanks, Ian. Hello, everybody.
This is Dana.
Hi.
Dana is going to be sharing with us some crafts.
Yeah, it's so yesterday was the 4th of July. So
It was.
I know we all have like a bunch of extra leftover stuff.
That's true.
That we don't know what to do with.
Yes.
Oh, it's terrible. So I'm here. I want to give you guys some tips and tricks for like reusing it. Because you don't want to just like enable this like faceless corporation culture.
Yes.
You want to go like buy stuff from faceless corporations and then reuse it.
Yes.
In your own special way. Make something unique. There's a really great culture in America now that's thanks to like Etsy.
Okay.
And Pinterest.
Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Write
that down.
That we're like figuring out how to really reuse this stuff. So I'm going to start. I know many of you have probably been grilling yesterday.
It was the 4th. It's a big grilling holiday. I myself had I went to a barbecue.
So you're like,
I had a burger.
You're like, oh my God, I have too many hot dogs.
Too many hot dogs.
Right?
Yes.
Can you guys see this?
It says hot dogs.
For those of you on the podcast, actually, I'm holding up a pack of kosher hot dogs.
Hot dogs, everybody.
Right? And you're like, what do I do with all these extra hot dogs? A good thing to do is eat them.
You can eat them.
You can still, this is, I didn't know this. This is so funny. I didn't know that you could, if you can eat them after the 4th of July. It's totally okay.
Guys, that's a good helpful tweet. I think you're at the show. You should tweet it out. Period. @YMTE. Helpful hint. You can eat hot dogs after the 4th. @CollectiveSoul. @SmashMouth. @DanaCBell.
It's important, though. Remember to cook them.
Why? Why?
Well,
why?
Because
they're already cooked. Some heckler. Please don't do that again.
Whoa. Hey, look.
Calm down, guys. Hot dog talk.
Look. It's easy. Just remember, if you have hot dogs, you just need to reheat them. You want the dogs to be hot. It's like a fun mnemonic device. So that's what I do.
That's a good. That's
just
a good helpful hint,
dogs
everybody.
Should be hot.
They're not called lukewarm dogs.
No, they're not.
They're called hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Keep that in mind.
Make sure that you do that. Okay. So hang on.
Let's move on because not everyone enjoys hot dogs. We have some freegans. We have some vegans. We have some vegetarians. We have some carnivores. Like not everyone likes hot dogs.
That's true. Okay. So next up, you might have celebrated and then suddenly. You have an American flag.
An American flag, guys.
You know what to do with it.
What do we do with these? There's so many flags.
There's so many flags. This one is five. Whoa, sir, please.
Please don't tell us to burn our country's
Come
greatest
on.
Symbol of freedom.
Jesus.
Please, don't do that. Don't.
Okay. So you've got a 5'3" American flag. That's too
industry
large.
Standard for an American flag.
Let's see. Can I?
A little bit too much, though. What do you do with the flag, Dana?
Well, so you've got your American flag. And you're like, whoa, what do I do with it? So a good thing to do is you can use it as a blanket, obviously. It's good to, you can give it to homeless people if you want. It's a nice blanket
That's
to drape
nice. That's
over
a really
them.
Nice gesture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very American gesture.
So you can do a lot of fun things with this. Like, this is a lot of fabric. So I would say just get a pair of scissors. Just start cutting.
Just cut the flag, guys. Just cut the, make some art.
Shorts.
Make
now
some,
we've got, like, a fun thing. Put it in a frame. I would say a fun thing to do would be like have some newspaper behind it.
Yeah.
Just hang it up.
How many G-strings do you think you could get out of one flag?
A man in the audience just asked, how many G-strings could you get out of one flag? That requires a lot of math, sir. Probably like 50. One for each state.
Hey!
Salute.
You can make a flag. Okay, so fun thing. You can, so I like to do arts and crafts. I love this type of stuff.
You're like the Martha Stewart of our generation.
Thank you, Brandon.
You're welcome.
You can check me out on Etsy. My URL is, it's etsy.com/EtsyRoss.
Oh, so get it? She made it, and now she's making it better, guys.
It's great. It's deconstructing Betsy Ross's flag. So I like to just like make a little star. There's a lot of symbolism there. The star stands for one of the stars on the flag.
That's true. What for our Jewish friends, it could be the Star of David.
That's true. You need. So I just made a 5-star. This one kind of looks like Patrick, I think. From so here's a star. And then, oh my God, like I still have so much flag left. What am I even going to do with it? You can just keep cutting. Just keep on cutting it up. You can use it for, like, if you have a kitchen towel need, you know, if you need, like, extra
kitchen towels. That's dish towels. My hands are always wet after I wash the dishes.
Yeah.
There's
well,
got
this
to
is
be a
perfect.
Better way.
This is perfect.
This is a more patriotic way to dry your hands.
It's what the founding fathers would have wanted.
Yeah.
Just keep going. I like to just make, you know, if you run out of bath tissue, I've used it before. I just have so many flags lying around because I'm so patriotic that I just have like a million flags. So this is great. Okay. So that's just some fun things that you can do with a flag. I recommend it.
I think you've given us multiple great ways to enhance your 4th of July flag. in more appropriate ways than just hanging it up. Who cares? Like, I got to hang up a flag. Who gives
right,
a shit?
Who else? Right. You know,
what
you
kind of piece
like,
of shit just puts up a flag?
You want to, this is America, and you want to be an individual person.
That is true.
With your own, like, this is the United States of Dana right here. Okay? So.
Hashtag everybody, United States of Dana at Collective Soul. Figure it out.
This is my flag. Okay. So last but not least, we've gone over hot dogs, but this is like a fun tip for like, if you have extra coleslaw and you're like, ew, gross, coleslaw, it's just like mayo and cabbage. And you're like, I don't know what to do with that. So, hang on, I have to, there's, it's, what you'll need for this is like a bib.
Yes. Maybe part of your flag could be a bib.
Part of your flag could be a bib. Especially this one is synthetic, so.
It'll wash right out, guys. Don't worry.
Gotta make sure it's tucked in.
You have to. Whenever you're using a flag bib, you gotta make sure that it's tight and secure, everybody. That's a quick tip for the listener.
Underneath.
Just pull it through. There we go.
There you go.
All right, so you've got your coleslaw, right?
Yes.
And it's just great. And you just want, after the 4th of July, you've just been sweating a lot. Your face is gross. You don't know what's going to happen.
Of course. What is going to happen?
Just like smear it.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Just like get. Okay, for listeners at home, I am putting coleslaw on my face.
You can hear that.
Clear up any just extra. Oh. And it's gotten that just a little bit for me, you know.
Guys, it's sunny out these days. You don't want to get burned. A good base of mayonnaise is gonna real help your. It's gonna help your skin. You gotta.
Just, yeah, you gotta make sure. And then, okay, so let it sit. I'm not gonna do this because we're under time.
Yeah, we can't.
Let it sit for like 10 minutes. And just wipe it off.
Just wipe it off because you don't want it to have it stick there.
Whatever you've got handy, just wipe it off.
It's a good 5 minute, 10 minute. Just it's a good moisturizer.
It
it's a good scrub.
Just, you don't even. It's just gonna scrub all of the toxins away, all of the like firework residue. It's just great.
Oh. We all went to a lot of firework shows and we got all these blackheads. We gotta get rid of these blackheads,
just
guys.
Get rid of them. And so that's a great way. I recommend if you have extra coleslaw lying around, and you know it works other places too.
Wink. She did a wink for the listener at home. She did a wink. She did a wink.
So that's just about, you know, we're trying to just like make it fun. Enjoy your 4th of July. Make sure you use all of the things. We don't want to be just a consumerist culture.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I hope you guys use all of these and keep it in mind, you know, reuse, recycle.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely patriotic, the extremely Etsy friendly Miss Dana Bell, everybody. Play her off, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, the final man of the evening, one of our best friends in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very talented Mr. Andrew Bucket, everybody. Andrew Bucket, come to the stage. Yeah, okay. All right, so Andrew Bucket and I were hanging out last night after that pool party. He's a very nice friend.
He was
kind enough to invite my wife and me to go to a party with him, and we did. It was a lot of fun.
Did you get married just so you could say, my wife?
My wife is over there. She's very upset that I keep saying, my wife, every time I've talked about her.
How could you not?
For the last 34 days.
It's okay. Borat references are back.
No, but it's become post. It's fantastic. It's like that Mission of Burma reunion.
It's
like the Pixies reunion.
I'm still doing Austin Powers references.
Hey!
I'm still saying that I'm horny, baby.
You are horny, though. Let's talk about your dick. Andrew Bucket is a fun man. He's a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
And we both miss something in late night talk shows that used to be an industry standard. And that's the host and the guest got drunk and just talked.
That was a thing.
Isn't that a thing anymore?
I don't get it, man. I think it's just like this weird Puritan vibe on talk shows, but if you look at anything in the 60s and 70s, they're all wasted.
I know, and we're going to make that tradition come back alive. Now,
I made sure that I was wasted to come on your
show. Thank you so much. You did this for me?
I've been drinking for hours for you.
Thank you. What time did you stop drinking last night? Honestly, I'm worried about you.
Last night.
It was the 4th of July.
Well, you know, it's on a sliding scale because I started with Jamel at what time?
About 1.
1.
About
1-ish. Afternoon.
Yeah.
So I was done at about 1 in the morning.
So 12 hours. Mm. A good 12 hours.
Hours of solid 12.
Good solid 12
Brandon,
hours
can
of
I
drinking.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, please.
Me and Jamel are going to quit comedy.
It's no. Over. We're done.
We're done. DJs now.
Why are you DJs?
We're just going to be DJs for sexy pool parties.
Yeah, we only do freaky pool parties now.
Wait, how many sexy pool parties are there for you to DJ?
There's got
to
be at least
we're
six.
We're going to figure it out. We're trying to get into that Pauly D market.
Not Paula Deen.
Pauline Deen.
Oh, shit! No, that's the first pool party. No. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pauly D, Paula Deen pool party extravaganza.
Hey.
All right, we're doing that.
Can I tell you something?
Write that shit down.
I'm writing it down.
When all this Paula Deen shit was going down, I was like, Pauly D is a racist? And I was like, it couldn't
Thank
be.
Thank you. My wife just brought me a drink.
No, I was like...
She won't make eye contact with me anymore.
I was like, Pauly D is a race? Pauly D's going to have a slavery-themed birthday? There's no way. And then, you know, but it reminded me... I don't know if you remember that when Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace. I got it mixed up.
Wait, did you just do an accent because he's not from this great country of ours?
Did I do an accent?
From Rupert Murdoch's here?
I've been drinking for 2 days,
oh, okay,
Brandon.
Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry if I slip into an accent. But so... When Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace,
Wait, say his name again?
Rupert Murdoch.
Okay, you got it.
I didn't do it. Okay.
You got it right.
Okay. When Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace, I thought Rupert Everett bought MySpace. And so I was like, the gay guy from my best friend's wedding bought MySpace. And I just imagined that guy monitoring my, you know, being like, you like magnetic fields too? So anyway...
Good times.
Ups are funny. That's what, you know, when you drink, you mix things up.
Why don't more people drink? We had a problem last night, you and I. We decided that we're not friends with people that get high. Because those people
don't do drugs.
We don't do drugs because drugs destroy.
I can't do drugs. I don't know how all my friends do all these drugs. I don't get it. You guys smoke weed so casually. I have done a very good job of stuffing these problems way deep down, and you guys act like they're not going to like come up, and I smoke weed with you, and I'm just like, can I ever tell you about my stepdad? And then you're like, we're watching Aqua Teen. I don't know what is your, why are you talking about your stepdad?
Do you have a stepdad?
I do.
Is his name Philip?
No.
What's his name? Can I guess?
Can I guess? Please guess my stepdad's name.
Steven.
This is best game
Steven.
Ever.
Steven.
This is actually a drinking game.
Steven.
No.
David.
No.
Duncan.
No.
Duncan Trussell.
You got it.
Okay. What's your stepdad's name?
Duncan Trussell.
That's good.
Pete Holmes.
Don't dare say that the name that shall not be spoken.
Do not invoke the name Pete Holmes.
Now, Andrew,
are you going to Holmes me? Actually, I'm really excited to be on
Denver!
I'm excited to be on this podcast. I want you to marin me. And I also want you to Holmes me.
Why did your stepdad do that thing that made you start comedy?
Well, you know, it was like this thing. It was like the 80s, and he touched my, he fingered me, and then, you know, but Steve Martin, and then, you know, comedy, and then, hello, it's the 90s, Janine Garofalo.
Listen, I know...
Did you guys see Janine Garofalo and Cable Guy?
You already left that bit. We're doing this again? Okay.
Okay, sorry. Can we...
I was going to ask you what you thought of me when you saw me at Luna Lounge, because like you gave me that look, and I was like, fuck you, man! And I was like, you're not a real comic. What's this bullshit?
It's like, Maren, I don't know what you're talking about,
Are we cool?
Are we good?
Now we can end the bit. Now, Janine.
Okay. Janine.
Why do people think that you're a huge drug addict?
That's true. That's really weird. I actually had a girlfriend who's...
Wait, stop. That's not really weird. That's really scary and sad, buddy. We need to quit this rumor. You're just an alcoholic.
No. Strictly a booze hound. Okay. I don't do drugs. People think I do.
Yeah.
You
know you look like you do, right?
That's fine. Okay. I look like I do... Well, maybe not anymore. These days, I used to have funny hair, but now I look like...
You look like you...
I look like Katie Lang freshman year of college these days. But... I used to look like an early, like the original singer of the Spin Doctors.
Guys, if you're going to tweet anything tonight, please tweet it.
I looked like, I wasn't, I wasn't quite.
Is the spin doctor?
I wasn't quite yet a spin doctor. I was a spin pre-MD.
How many retweets spin did that get when you tweeted it out? Because you've done that.
That is a pretty good line. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about, Brandon, is the first time I was on this podcast.
Yes.
I had done stand-up about 3 times.
That's all you need.
I was on a date here. I had brought a date.
Just to
enjoy Brandon Weatherby's podcast. And there was a huge rainstorm, and I think Sarah Armour canceled.
Yeah, that was the night that...
and you came up to me and you go... it was the derecho.
Yeah, it was.
The East Kyoto was out of town. and... That was the worst joke ever.
Sarah, if you want to hear the worst joke ever, listen to Andrew Bucket's first appearance on this talk show.
Yeah,
it's endearing.
I was still doing... Oh, my original bits are endearing, but just a train wreck. And you asked me to be a guest, and I said I'd done stand-up 3 times. But you only it was a huge rainstorm happening. There was 9 people in the room, and you're like, do you want to be a guest? And I came up, and I think we did the most painful 20 minutes.
It was good. This is only the most painful 10 minutes, buddy. Don't worry about it. Now, Jamel, we were worried about you last night because we tried to get a hold of you, both Andrew and I, and I think some substances got in your bloodstream, and you just did not respond to us.
Yeah, I mean, I was making burgers, man. I was fine. I just put the phone down. I was fine, guys.
You guys were talking on Maria's vaporizer that looks like an e-cig.
Yeah, it was like an e-vape.
Which I almost hit.
I'm kind of excited to see how strange you get on drugs. I'm not going to lie to you, Bucket. When I first met you, I thought the bucket meant a bucket of cocaine.
Coke doesn't usually come in buckets. Where are you hanging out?
You met Bucket, man. It looks like... But that's just a look.
It's
perception.
1985 Miami, sir. Dexter. Okay.
I brought whiskey up here. Is it okay if I drink on stage?
I've been drinking the whole time with you. Do you like Genesee Cream Ale? Does anybody in the world like Genesee Cream Ale?
I think they're all just kind of sucking us. I think they're sponsored here by it or something. And like they're like, oh, yeah, you don't know about Genesee Cream Ale?
Okay, I think we got off topic. The reason why you're up here is because we're going to plan the first ever Pauly Dean pool party. What else will be part of this wonderful experience?
The Pauly Dean
pool party.
Cock piercings for
PD,
sure.
PDPPP. Cock piercings. Okay.
Do you know Pauly D has a cock piercing?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a fun pool tip, everybody. Whenever you're at a pool party and you see a guy with pierced nipples, go up to him straight face and go, did you get that because Dave Navarro has pierced nipples? Dave Navarro's cool. And then walk away. It's a fun experience to do. I highly recommend it.
Oh,
they don't know what's going on.
I was curious. Your wife told me that you...
My wife!
Your wife!
You can't do it. You're not married.
I can't. I know.
Sounds weird when you do it.
I'm never going to get married, guys.
You should get married. It's the
oh,
best.
Oh, no.
I'm not going
to
die alone.
Do you know
alone.
How many steps I have to, like, go through? I'm, like, on level 1 of Zelda.
Are you...
You're on, like, the end of Zelda.
Are you setting yourself up for a 12-step punchline?
You should absolutely run with... If you want to run with
no,
that, that's okay.
No, it's kind of
This
hack.
Isn't open mic night, but you can totally run with it. If you... your wife told me that you guys watched Kumare last night.
Yeah, we went home early to watch Kumare. It's an
have
amazing documentary.
Kumare?
I highly recommend it.
It's pretty funny.
Kumare. It's on Netflix right now.
It's starring Devendra Banhart, and he tricks a bunch of white people into believing that he's mystical.
The rapper or the man?
Oh, shit! And that is the end of the segment. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming to You, Me, Them, Everybody tonight. Ian Graham's going to play us off with some mystical. Thanks to Andrew Bucket. Thanks to Jamel Johnson. Thanks to Dana C. Bell, who... Oh, really quick. This is not a joke. For the listener at home, Dana cut up an American flag, and there were actual gasps in the room.
Yo, do you
this
remember?
Fucking, she bought that shit at Target. It came from China, number one. Number two, to the guy that heckled, like, how many thongs could you make of it? Not a joke to the listener at home. That's a blind gentleman. How? What the fuck?
Do you remember when I said slave memes? You remember that?
That fucking happened! Thanks to Haywood Turnip C. Jr. for trying to describe the dumbest and best flyer of all time. ELO exploded in print and shop, and it was amazing. Thanks to Kate, she hates all of us. Thanks to everyone here, except my wife, who's very upset with me right now. Thanks to the Wonderland Ballroom, tip like a rich, here's a spiked mic. Take it away, Ian Graham!
Bye.